Amen. Hallelujah. I have a very simple thought for you today. I just want to speak primarily to the mothers, so please excuse me, all you gentlemen. Hopefully you can glean something from the message as well. But if you would just bear with me and let's just pray one more time. God, I thank you for this day that we are just able to enter into your courts with thanksgiving and into your gates with praise, Lord Jesus, that we just want to come to magnify you, Lord God, to lift you up and to make you bigger, Lord Jesus, that there would be no flesh that would get glory in your presence, Lord God, that you would just allow a special blessing to rest upon the mothers this day, Lord Jesus, no matter what trial they may be going through, no matter what their children may be doing, Lord Jesus, that there would be a special blessing for them today. Lord God, I just thank you. I ask you to anoint my lips to just speak forth a message of encouragement, God, and I thank you in your precious name, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. If you would turn with me to Proverbs 31, we're really not going to go much out of Proverbs today. Proverbs 31, and as I'm sure most of you know, this is the passage that talks about the virtuous woman. And as I was reading through this chapter, I was surprised to find out right before the chapter, it tells you who's writing it. And it was actually a mother. It was King Lemuel's mother that was writing this. It was a mother telling her son, this is what you want to desire after and to seek after, the virtuous woman. Would we be able to pull that up? Proverbs 31, 25. Well, does everyone have their Bibles? Amen. Proverbs 31, verse 25. Amen. Thank you. And it says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. I want you to notice that. Strength. Strength and honor are her clothing. Next verse, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Amen. And I want to focus on those first two verses that we read, 25 and 26, that strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. And I just want to talk about the power of a mother. The power of a mother. That as mothers, we are so powerful. We have such an influence. There was this phrase that I saw. I was looking up Mother's Day quotes just to see what was out there. And there was this one that really stuck out to me. And it said this. It said, motherhood has the greatest potential influence in human life. That really struck me. Think about that. Motherhood has the greatest potential influence in human life, in all of human life. Everyone has a mother, and that mother has the greatest influence, potential influence, over any individual. I was surprised as I was reading more of these quotes that both Abraham Lincoln and George Washington, who did many mighty things during their presidency and their lives in general, but both of them gave credit of who they were and what they had accomplished to their mothers. Picasso made a statement. He said, my mother always told me if I became a soldier, I would become a general. If I became a monk, I would become the Pope. And he said, I am a painter, and I became Picasso. That the words that your mother speaks over you, and as mothers, the words that you speak over your children, they are so incredibly powerful. The Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. The Bible says, paraphrasing, that you have the power of a sword in your mouth, or you, through wisdom, have the power to bring healing. And as mothers, it is so important that we watch the words that we speak over our children, because we can either speak life unto them, or we can speak death unto them. Pastor even mentioned this morning that there's a phrase that his mother told him when he was just a young boy, that you are blessed and you shall be blessed. And you were what? Was it 10? Eight. And he's still, at 8 years old, that the word that his mother spoke to him, he internalized it. It became a part of who he was. He is blessed and he shall be blessed. And the words that we speak have that same power, that same impact, and that same influence. And just to give a little bit of my personal testimony, I was born premature. I was born 6 weeks early, and it was a whole complicated process. They didn't know if I was going to live, if my mom was going to live. I was giving her some complications, and anyway, I was not the best of babies when I was in her womb. But I changed when I got out. I was perfect after that. But so I was born premature, and I had to be in an incubator. I was hooked up to tubes. They had to even teach me how to suck. Like, I was, when babies are born not being full term, sometimes they don't even know how to eat. I didn't even know how to eat. And babies who are born like that normally have some type of disability, or that they tend to be kind of slow. And anyway, I hope you wouldn't say that about me. But but what's such a blessing is I can think back over my life, and when I started going to school, I had to be in a special reading class. I didn't know how to read. I couldn't keep up with the rest of the students. They literally had to take me away from all the other students and teach me just by myself. I remember, okay, so it really struck me. I remember in first grade, I cheated on a spelling test. And to this day, I remember that. It was the word is. I could not spell the word is. And I remember leaning over to the person next to me. But I just want to say that when I started out going through school, I was not the best. And people could have said, oh, well, you know, she was premature. This is to be expected. You know, that she's going to have some of these type of delays. But I am so thankful for my mother that she never spoke one word negative to me about my ability to learn. She continued to just encourage me. And even if I got a report card and it wasn't that great, I never got that, what is this, Jessica? What are you doing? Are you not paying attention? Can you not do better than this? She would just be like, oh, good job. You're doing the best that you can. And she would continue to speak those words of life and encouragement. And as the testimony of my mother's words of encouragement throughout my life, I ended up graduating high school in the top 10 of my class. This is, I'm not saying this to boast, but what the Lord brought me from, and through the help of my mother, I was able to graduate with a 3.95. I mean, God is so amazing. I ended up going off to college with my parents' help, and I graduated college with a 4.0. I mean, to think of where the Lord brought me from, and because of the words of my mother, if my mother in those early stages, if she would have spoken those words of doubt and negativity, that you're never going to be anything, you're never going to be able to do this, I would have internalized that, and I wouldn't have been able to succeed as I was. Motherhood has the greatest potential influence in human life. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Okay, so let's go back to Proverbs, because there is a verse that I thought was pretty funny. Proverbs 21:9. And this really shows how a mother can really set the atmosphere of her household. Take a look at this. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. How many of you can say an amen to that? Don't say that too loud, Chris. My mother was not a brawling woman, but I can remember some times where when mama was upset, you wanted to get as far away as possible. A mother, a brawling woman, her family is hiding up in the corner of the roof. And because the brawling woman going about the house, and I had Chris look up the word brawling for me, that it's just a fighting woman. She's just every corner. Oh, these dishes aren't done. What have you been doing? Your bed isn't made. What are you? Mothers, it's okay. So what do you do when, okay, I will confess, sometimes I might be a brawling woman. Maybe sometimes, I hope not. So what do you do when those feelings of, you just want to fight because things just aren't in order and it's not right and the kids aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, and you just have that desire to speak forth those words that will produce death, that will bring a sword, that will cut down your children and your husband, your family. What do you do? So the Bible says in Luke, we're getting out of Proverbs, Luke 6:45, and it says, I'm just going to read the ending of that. It just says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That it's what's in your heart. Oh, there it is. So For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. That what is in your heart is going to come out your mouth. So when you have those tendencies, we all do every once in a while, we become that brawling woman and our family flees to the housetop. When we have those moments, what do we do? What do we do when we have that, just the urge to just speak forth death because we're frustrated? And as mothers, we get frustrated. Things aren't perfect. Our children aren't perfect. There was another verse I found funny. This one is back in Proverbs. Proverbs 22:15. If we can go there real quick, and I'll finish this thought, sorry. I'm being a mother and scatterbrained, but I wanna go to this because I found this one funny too. Proverbs 22:15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Isn't that so true? Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. That when we have that urge, just, ugh, these children, they're not being right. Remember, take a breath. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Children are going to act foolish sometimes. If you think about it, I'm sure you acted a little foolish when you were a child too. Sometimes we still do act like a child sometimes. Have patience. Have patience with your children. Have patience with yourself. We need to be willing to forgive when they mess up and to forgive ourselves because we're not going to be perfect. And when you have that moment where you become the brawling woman and your household flees to the rooftop, forgive yourself, forgive them. Remember the Bible that it says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. They're going to do these things. So what do you do? What do you do when your children are being foolish? When your household isn't perfect, it's not the way you want, these words are trying to come out your mouth. Remember that verse that it says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. That you're going to speak what's in your heart. So you need to change what's in your heart. You need to change what you're thinking. And how do you do that? Because that's so difficult. And one of the things I've learned to change the way my heart is to go to the Word of God and just begin to say what the Word says. The Bible says that children are a heritage of the Lord. They may be foolish sometimes, but they're a blessing. They are a blessing from the Lord. So when your child, this is my piece, my two cents here, of what to do not to become that brawling woman and send the family to the housetop. Just take a minute. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Say, you are a blessing. You are foolish right now. Don't tell that to their face. Think that one. And say to them, you are a blessing. You are a blessing from the Lord. Speak what the Word says. The Word says that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. The Bible says that they are made in the very image of God. And look at them and say that you were made in the image of God, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And when you start to do that, catch yourself before you say that they're foolish, before you say that you're stupid or that you can't do it or why haven't you done this? Take a minute, take a breather. And speak forth the Word of God, because that's what's going to help renew your heart and your mind, that the words that you speak might be life. They might bring healing to you, to your family, and to your household. So remember in Proverbs 31 that strength and honor are your clothing. Put on that clothing every morning. Put on that strength, because as a mother, it's hard. It's hard to stay chill. It's hard not to become that brawling woman sometimes. But just remember that to put on that strength, put on that armor, and speak the Word of God.